This episode is sponsored by FX's Shogun, available exclusively on Disney+. Shogun is an epic saga, powerful and engrossing, filled with romance, beauty, violence, and unexpected humor. Based on the critically acclaimed best-selling epic novel by James Clavell, Shogun is set in feudal Japan at the dawn of the Edo period in 1603. The tale charts the collision of two ambitious men from different worlds and a mysterious female samurai. But this is not your grandparents' samurai story. Shogun is an edgy modern drama full of epic twists and turns. Armies will converge, cannonballs will fly, and blood will spill. Don't miss this action-packed historical drama, FX's Shogun, a new original series now streaming exclusively on Disney+.
How do I tell them?
How do I tell them?
How do I pay the bills?
How do I pay the bills? I know what goes through your head when you're living with cancer. The questions, the fears, the need to know. How do I know? Because I'm living with cancer too. That's why I joined the Macmillan online community. And we can help people like you, whatever you need to ask. To join us, search Macmillan online community.
Well, hello and welcome to Crappy Hour Live. I'm Ronnie and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. This is our bi-weekly live show. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. Going to talk all the Bravo goss today because we're those gays.
Like, yeah.
Guys, we're going to talk some Bravo goss today. And there's a lot of it. Lots of people in the Bravo world being spearheaded, we can only assume, by Miss Bethany Frankel and her reality reckoning. The reckoning coming for Bravo full throttle, and we have very special guests from the Bravo docket today coming on to discuss that with us. How are you feeling in life, Ben? I think you have some new news to share with us.
Well, it's not so much the news, it's something that we should all be aware of that Countess Luann just posted 30 minutes ago, which is tonight is the 16-year anniversary of the Roni season premiere. 16 years, Roni can drive. I just want to point that out. And also, yesterday was the 1 year anniversary of Scandaball. So it's appropriate that we have like a jam packed crappy hour today, full of the craziest scandal and court suits, because this is clearly, I don't know what the version of like Mercury in retrograde is for Bravo, but this is clearly the chaos window, the Bravo chaos window.
It really is a very chaotic time. There's so many lawsuits for people who ain't gonna get shit. Do you think these people are gonna get anything? That anybody's suing Bravo right now? Leah, you understand you can't sue. You can sue Bravo all you want. Anybody can sue anybody, okay?
So,
but we have footage of you, Leah. We have footage of you openly saying how you started drinking before the show came. And you're an adult. Being an adult, nobody started you drinking. So let's get into that stuff when we have the Bravo docket ladies here, because really, they need to kind of keep me in check.
I have a lot of
Of course I'm going to lose my shit.
I have a lot of
What
outrage.
Would you like to...
No, just about that. Well, but I can hold my Leah McSweeney. I can hold my Bravo lawsuit outrage for a few minutes. I guess for right now, then, before we get into all the legal stuff, we can talk about the other big bombshell news that is definitely real news and not something to drum up ratings, which is Britney and JX have broken up. So Britney and Jax broken up, this forever couple. I can't believe it. They're broken up. Britney.
Oh, they're not broken up. They're taking a break for publicity right before their show. So they have decided to pretend they've broken up. Britney did move to some other terrible house. I'm just assuming it's terrible. I haven't seen clips of it, but it's Britney. So I'm assuming it's tasteless. Okay. You heard it here first. And she left. Apparently things went downhill when Tom and Jax got together for a night of debauchery. Mm-hmm. And you know, it all went to shit. Literally no one is shocked. Okay. But you know, I hope the best for those people, because one thing I've learned about horrible, awful people is it's better when they're in a family and you can just ignore an entire table at a food court. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need you all separated in different neighborhoods terrorizing us. Sit at one table so we just know where the trash is and we can just ignore you together.
Yeah, when I saw the headline, initially it actually happened while we were recording last week. I think we had a breaking news moment when they broke up. So I was like, oh my God, they broke up. So we immediately knew this was just a ploy, you know, to get people to watch the ballet, to care about the ballet, to elevate it to scandal of all heights. And then the headline that came out over the weekend was, JX needs to change if he wants me to come back. So, which means basically she's going to go back to him. Because if you say he needs to change for me to go back, it means you're saying you're actually keeping the door open, the metaphorical bathroom door open while he sits on the pot for him to come back. And because Brittany just needs to do this, that way people get off her case. You know, this is what she does. She makes some sort of like performative, like, I'm going to move out, wow, wow. And, you know, so that way people say like, oh, they don't accuse her of being someone who like can't think for herself. So here she like attempts to show independence and that she has a brain. But we all know she's going to go back to her, to him.
Of course, yeah. Well, because she says the magic words, which is, he needs to change. You're not going to change him. Nobody's going to change him. Okay?
No. She's going to go back. You know why?
You know why?
He's a cool guy. He's a cool guy.
You're a cool guy, Jax. At the end of the day, Jax, we've been through a lot. But you're a cool guy, Jax. You're a cool guy.
In 1 week, this is what we're going to hear from Brittany. So it was really tough, but he came and we had a long talk, and I really do feel like he knows, and he just screwed up. He's just like a typical guy. He just like screwed up, but like he took me to Red Lobster and it's like all good now. He just screwed up.
You know what's so sad for Brittany that she just didn't really see coming? Like, she married Jax. She knew what Jax was. She married him anyway. And now she's got Jax. But what's worse is she's had many Jaxes. And I know you're not supposed to come for children. I don't know anything about their children. I haven't seen them. I haven't seen the valley. So this is nothing against his actual children. But just the idea of his children, they're terrible people. You know they are. Because they're little mini Jax and Brittany's. You know? They're little babies on Nutrisystem commercials. Not even doing the Nutrisystem. Yes. You know what I mean? They're just cheaters. They're cheaters and they're lying babies. That's all I'm saying. I would never diss a children, but those children are compulsive lying little monsters and probably cokeheads. That's all I'm saying.
Big shout out to Countess Luann de Lesseps, who is here in the chat. Hello, Countess Luann.
Luann is here.
Happy anniversary, Luann, to my number one housewife of all time.
Darling Luann, come on and say hello to us. Yes. Why don't you, you little rascal?
Yeah, Luann,
you have to request to join, though. Should I ask her to join?
Yes.
Of course, we got to ask Luann to join.
This is so exciting.
I'll see her. Lying to me?
Yes. Countess Luann, we were bummed you couldn't be there, too, but congratulations on the launch of Marry Fuck Kill. I just saw a clip of you in Boston with that song. It's wonderful. We love you.
Yeah. She can't join right now, but so good to see you. And congrats on your new show, sucka. We're going to get you next time, though.
Guys, I'm like starstruck.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see what else is going on here. Rachel... that's a lawsuit. Rachel is suing Tom and Ariana for revenge porn, which we're going to get to. You know, I think we need to be clear on what revenge porn is, because I think Tom recorded that shit illegally because she didn't know she was being recorded. So that's illegal. But is it revenge porn if you just see it and you send it to your own phone? I think it's shouldn't you at least be able to have revenge porn when you send it to other people? Like, at least let me get revenge on your ass. That's like accusing me of murder because I thought of murdering you. You can't. It's not a thought crime. What is this, a Tom Cruise movie? Wait until I do the crime.
That's an interesting, you know, that is a good point. I would also just want to say, by the way, I know you were talking about this, but I'm sorry to sort of shift this a little bit off of what you were just saying, but, as long as if Countess Luann is still here, I would love if she wants to weigh in via comment about this whole Liam McSweeney thing. We'll keep talking about Tom and Ariana, but Countess Luann, please let us know what you think about this, these allegations of Andy doing coke with housewives to get and housewives. Doing
I believe she does weigh in on it a little bit in this article, right?
Let me see.
Who weighed in? Some housewives were hitting back at Liam McSweeney. I mean, look, and if anyone can weigh in, I think it's Real Housewives of New York, because they had to deal with Leah's crazy ass.
That's what I'm saying.
All that time. They had to deal with that. And listen, I'm not coming for millennials because I'm basically a millennial. I'm a little older than you guys. I'm X. But I'm at like the bottom of the X pile. So I'm kind of making fun of us guys. But this is like the millennial thing that they always get in trouble with work ethic. Like on Below Deck, when you have like a bunch of millennial stews and stuff, they always say things like, well, they're not really inspiring me to work. This is why no one wants to hire you, because of people like fucking Leah, okay? Nothing is her responsibility. She didn't drink on her own. Everybody else made her drink. Everybody tortured her. Everybody was so mean to her. I don't think I've ever seen anyone meaner than Leah to other people on the show. But it's like hilarious because she's calling people old ladies and throwing turkey sandwiches at their heads or whatever. So we'd love it, you know? But like for her to come out saying like she was the one who was tortured and mean, you ruined that show. You killed that show, ma'am. Well, and Ramona. You and Ramona killed that show.
Yeah, but like, yeah, I mean, Leah, I don't think Ramona is suing, you know, Bravo anytime soon because of her own idiocy. Like, Ramona's idiocy is Ramona's idiocy. Whereas Leah is just, I think that Leah has someone got into her ear. Someone said, be real. And that's why she's doing it, because it's a lot to bear on your shoulders. It's a lot to bear on your shoulders to know that you've like ruined a show, and so it's easier to lash out. It's also hard to sometimes face the fact that you're fired. I actually do want to, I'm really sorry, because we were talking about Tom and Ariana.
I'm still mad about getting fired from a dog park when I was 20. Like, I'm still furious, and I hope all of those dogs, you know, have some regret before they passed away, because I'm sure they're all dead now, because it was a really long time ago. And I hope at some point they were like, you know what, we got him in trouble. And that's my one big regret in life. And then those twin Weimaraners passed peacefully. I forgive you guys.
Well,
okay, I forgive you.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing that really amuses me about this whole thing. You mentioned it before. There's this article that's like the housewives weigh in about this. And so Page Six talked to various housewives. And, you know, first we have Margaret Joseph saying it's completely false, absolutely ridiculous. And then you have, and then the article says that Kyle Richards, it says, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills OG Richards says that of all Bravo celebrities, she is among the closest to Cohen and has never seen him indulge in any illicit activities. I love, of course, Kyle has to use this as a moment to remind everyone that she's even closer to Andy than everyone else. And she goes, I've never seen Andy do drugs, offer drugs, or do anything inappropriate ever, ever. And I'm one of the closer ones to Andy.
Kyle looks like she's on the slopes every episode of this season. Her eyes are wonky and crossed, and she's acting like a fucking crazy erratic person. So I don't believe her. But also, I'm so over the coke shaming. For Christ's sake, I've already said this, but it bears repeating. Someone sharing their coke sounds like a nice person to me. I think the man should get a fucking statue in Times Square. Who shares their coke? I mean, we're vilifying him? I've never been this much of a fan. I'm actually like going to go to church just to put up a fucking offering for that man.
Oh my goodness. It like, I just crack up that in no matter what the context, Kyle will find a way to brag about her proximity to someone who's more famous than her.
No one knows him better than me. No one knows how much coke that he does not do besides me.
It's wow. Like I was just telling my good friend and Oscar winner, Jamie Lee Curtis, I am very close to Andy Cohen and I've never seen him do coke.
Speaking of not doing drugs ever, Kyle, who's dating someone like younger than one of her daughters, and going through her midlife crisis, is currently in the news for getting a tattoo of a fucking cowboy hat on her arm. Is it her arm? I couldn't really tell. It was too close up. By the way, God, can we differentiate our body parts better? Like, I know that your design is constantly evolving, but why do arms have to look so much like legs? It's just confusing. I don't like it. Change the design. So anyway, she's getting a...
Why do arms have to look like legs? Ladies and gentlemen, you know, Summer Brittany is like,
finally, a podcast from me.
Finally. Finally, someone to talk to, and thanks has left me all alone. What was I saying?
Arms and legs.
Arms look like legs. Okay, Kyle Richards tattoo. I'm going to look it up. Kyle Richards
tattoo. I saw it. It looks to me, I know it's a cowboy hat, but it's only a cowboy hat at one specific angle, and at all other angles, it's just a Mario Kart course.
I'm gonna post that. A cowboy hat.
I'm going to post that. You will see. I'm going to post it on our Instagram, and you will see that it's basically just a Mario Kart course.
But then the ad they're showing in this video is two people on a Harley riding through the sunset, which I think is really funny.
And then like, one of them gets hit by a turtle shell.
Someone comes up. Kim Richards flies above and splurts oil at the windshield.
Hey, Kyle, it's a mama me, Kim.
Kyle, this is the most basic ass fucking thing I've ever... It looks like a Mr. Potato Head accessory. Well, potato, we're not allowed to say Mr. anymore, but the Potato Head accessory. It's very basic, and I think that it's very romantic that everyone is assuming that Kyle is doing this for Morgan and not for fucking Kemosabe, because you know... that this is a shout to Kemosabe. This has nothing to do with Morgan. Morgan's probably jealous that Kyle got a Kemosabe tattoo. Mm-hmm. Her real love.
I think she's just trying to ride the coattails of Beyonce, to be honest. I mean, she's like, my good friend Beyonce, who I'm probably the closest to out of all the housewives, she recommended I get a cowboy hat
no
tattoo.
No one is closer to Beyonce than me, guys. So, Beyonce, I listened to that song today. I told you, but not on the recap, I don't think. I listened to that Beyonce song for the first time today. I love it. Okay, mm-hmm. It's so good. She sings about like how in Texas her basement got flooded in the hurricane. I mean, that's some Texas realness right there. Yeah. When someone's like, I'm in Texas and my hurricane was flooded. Dun, dun, and then it's like, don't be a bitch. Get onto the dance floor. I loved it. I'm in.
I can't believe Beyonce did something good. That was sarcastic, everyone. Of course she did something good. That was the joke. The joke is, of course it's good. It's Beyonce.
And then the gates riot against Benoons. Okay, so, well, let me see what this lady is doing over here. She's walking around her head. Let's get Ceci while she's not paying
Let's get our friends. Oh, by the way, I've got to say hi to some of my friends on there. Hi, Elder. Hi, Dimitri.
Someone said, not funny. Oh, Beyonce.
Oh, I know. Assuming. I realized I was being like, I was trying to, the joke was supposed to be like, duh, it's Beyonce. Of course, it's good. Then, but as soon as I said it, I was like, the beehive is going to come for me. Oh, no. I was like, let me clarify right away. They always say, if you have to explain your joke, it's a bad joke. Mea culpa. It was a bad joke, everyone. I apologize to Beyonce, my dear friend.
I hate that saying because we have to explain our jokes literally all day. So we are bringing on two of our friends. I've really loved meeting these ladies because I love their podcast so much. I listen to it all the time because you guys know I'm obsessed with Bravo criminals. I'm obsessed with them. I'm obsessed with the shit that they've gotten away with for years. I've been ranting about these people for years. Every time something goes down, I'm like, listen to me. No one listens. And then I go through pages and pages of evidence that I found on the internet. I was so excited to hear about this podcast, and I've loved watching them grow to become such a huge deal. And it's my honor to present and to be friends with these two ladies, Ceci and Angela from the Bravo Docket. Now, of course, this is going to take me a moment to get everybody
on
Instagram Live and onto YouTube. But that was your intro. Ceci is coming, but Angela, I don't see you here. You have to request.
Hi, Ceci. Okay, I'm going to add them on StreamYard in the meantime.
Okay, I'm inviting her. Ceci! Okay.
Hello!
Hi!
This is so cool.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my
how
God.
How are you?
Hollywood Squares. What is this?
I know. Isn't this so exciting?
Oh, here I am.
A quadrant.
There you are, you guys. So gorgeous. And also, congratulations on The Housewife and The Hustler Part 2.
Thank you.
Killing it.
You guys are really killing it. So what was it like doing that again? I watched both. Of course, I watched both of those documentaries on Hulu about Erica Jane, for those of you who are living under a rock. But the first one, were you interviewed together? And then this one, you guys got your own confessionals?
So the first one was the Jen Shah. And then this one, we weren't in the first one for Erica. So this was this part two, we were in it and we got to do separate confessionals. Yeah.
Yeah. But the first time they had you guys together, and then this one, they had you in your own, right? I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't like setting up the cameras separately and then, you know, having to worry about us talking over each other. So it was like a whole thing.
We get it.
If there's anyone, it's two of us.
So you guys have a lot on your plates. When your podcast first came out, I thought this is a really good idea for a podcast. However, how much material can they possibly have? I mean, there's not a lawsuit every day on Bravo, but wow, you've been busy hour. Ever since you started it.
Yeah. We had a long list before we even started, and now it's just growing exponentially. People need to calm down.
Yeah, no more lawsuits. For give us like a 2-week break from new lawsuits. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, there's a ton of them right now. A bunch of them this week. You know, which I think the general opinion is that these are all Bethany-centric podcasts. We've got Rachel, who now has a podcast called Rachel Goes Rogue under Bethany's umbrella at iHeart. And she's suing Tom and Ariana, or Ariana. And then we've got Leah McSweeney suing for something. And Brandy suing for sexual assault allegations.
And there's Caroline Manzo, too, which was last month, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. So where do you guys stand on this so far? I mean, that was a lot. That was a loaded question. So just start wherever you want.
I'm going to be real honest. When I read Leah's lawsuit, I was ranting. I had a very, I wasn't really happy about that one. That one was very, I don't know.
Why were you not happy about it? What does that mean? Was it because it just seemed like it was bullshit?
There was a lot. It read more like just a litany of complaints as opposed to someone really trying to use the legal system for its intended purpose. So it was really just, and there's just a bunch of stuff in there that doesn't have anything to do with any of the claims. Like, no one, okay, so you hear rumors that Andy Cohen does coke with people. That doesn't have anything to do with anything. That's not a part of any legal element for any one of those claims. That didn't need to be in there. It was just...
Right, did he offer you coke? I mean, not you, well, I think that's, but like her.
That's probably why she's suing, because she didn't get it offered, Eddie. That's probably
what's done. It just reads like somebody who just doesn't want to take responsibility for any of their own actions and has a bunch of just complaints for how things went. And I don't believe that they didn't let her go to her. I mean, reality TV isn't prison. It's not involuntary confinement. She could leave if she wanted to. I don't believe they didn't let her go to her grandma's funeral.
Is there?
But she felt pressured.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hey, grownups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. Fish dreams of creating his very own polite and quiet podcast. That is, until he gets a surprise visit to his Fishbowl podcast studio from the Cat in the Hat himself, and it becomes very clear that the cat has other plans for the podcast. And those plans are the opposite of quiet. Sing along to new favorite songs, try your luck at Titanic tongue twisters, have some fun with wondrous wordplay, and most importantly, bring your family along for all of the adventures in the Cat in the Hat cast. Follow the Cat in the Hat cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the Cat in the Hat cast early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts today.
Hey, it's Payne, and I'm here to tell you that we're back with a brand new season of Up and Vanished, called Up and Vanished in the Midnight Sun. In this newest season of Up and Vanished, I'm investigating an unsolved missing persons case in Nome, Alaska, on the edge of the Arctic Circle. Florence Okpialik, an Alaska native, was last seen on August 31st, 2020, and I've spent the last year in Alaska trying to find out what happened to her, putting myself in the most dangerous positions I've ever been in. You don't want to miss this brand new season of Up and Vanished. It is by far the most intense investigation I've ever been a part of. From Tenderfoot TV, Up and Vanished in the Midnight Sun is available right now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there an angle that, like, okay, Andy Cohen does coke with certain housewives and those that, like, he does coke with get preferential treatment? Is there any sort of, like, legal basis for anything? I mean, there
we
just
can't
discrimination?
See their contracts, and they I think
see the opposite happening. Like, if Andy does coke with people and then mistreats the people that doesn't do coke with him, but I don't
right,
I
like don't know. Retaliates against the goody
two-shoes. Yeah, retaliation for not doing cocaine with him or allegedly doing cocaine with him, but
well, he won't do that. Cocaine's expensive. But I mean, no one is so rich that they're like, oh, cocaine's free.
Well, wouldn't Leah argue that basically, oh, I didn't do coke with Andy Cohen, so other people got preferential treatment, and therefore, like, for me to not get preferential treatment is therefore retaliation.
It's so subjective. Like, what is preferential treatment? Like, you know, how, like, you, because it's, that is going to be so, that would be so difficult to prove. And I'm really confused how this works out with employment law, because I always thought they were independent contractors unless they're like going out of the country. So it's, you're not an employee, because also like it's not scripted, which means like they're not telling, like they tell you, okay, we're filming here, but they don't tell, ostensibly don't tell you what to say or what to do or how to react. Like, you're not an employee, it was my understanding. Ceci, am I wrong about that?
I haven't looked into that, but I just have in the back of my head right now, one of our patrons has Leah's book, and I don't know if anyone else has looked at this, but she dedicated the book to Andy Cohen and her time on Real Housewives and named one of the chapters Hurricane Leah. So to now claim in her complaint that that was all horrible and she had the worst time, it just, it's contradictory. So I just can't take anything she says very seriously. I mean, I do think they're like pushing alcohol on people. I think that might be true, but the rest of it just seems a little.
Well, I mean, if they were in like a white van circling a kindergarten, okay. But you're talking about like women in their 40s and 50s and on.
Right.
Who do not need to be pushed alcohol. They don't, I mean, between, okay, so this is coming from the Rolling Stone article about it. Between 2019 and 2023, McSweeney appeared on the show. During this run, McSweeney claims in the lawsuit she worked hard to maintain her sobriety while grappling with depression and bipolar disorder, but producers allegedly tried to undercut her efforts through a pattern of manipulation. The suit claims the various defendants established a rotted workplace culture that uniquely depended on getting its employees to consume alcohol. They allegedly colluded with her colleagues to pressure McSweeney to drink, retaliated against her when she wanted to stay sober, and intentionally failed to provide reasonable accommodations that would aid her efforts to stay sober and able to perform. That is not my job. Stay sober your goddamn self. How is it my job to keep you sober? Get the fuck out of here, lady. Bring me a Tito's while you're... Leave your Tito's, and then you go.
Is manipulation something that is illegal in a workplace? And I know that sort of sounds like a funny question, but like, because reality show producers, famously, they have to manipulate their cast members to get them to like advance a narrative.
It's, I mean, how could you prove that? How could you prove, unless they, I mean, it's not like they're police and they're lying to you to get you to, you know, give a confession, which by the way, the police are allowed to do. So it's, if the police are allowed to do that, I just find it very difficult. So see, like, I'm,
well, I mean, we know from their contract that they sign away, it literally says that they can manipulate storylines.
Yeah.
I think the difference here, though, is that she has a serious disability, which is alcoholism, and she's saying that she's not being accommodated for that disability. But I guess, how would you accommodate for that? Taking away all the booze? Like, what?
What about the reboot of Roni? Most of them don't drink.
Right.
And then everything's fine. So what is she talking about?
Is alcohol, is alcohol a disability, though?
Is that, is it? Like, I don't know.
Disability?
I don't think she was writing it that way. Like, she was like asking for reasonable accommodations. Also, but that's the other thing, too. When you're getting sober, that's your job to maintain your own sobriety. You can't put that responsibility on other people. Some might argue
that, by the way, that being cast in the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, the one at three in Thailand, some might argue that being given that opportunity is preferential treatment. The other thing is, one thing that I wonder about, though, is that for us, we're all like, yeah, whatever. But what do we think about the larger public, people who could potentially be jurors? Is this something that would go to jury, by the way? Because I had someone who does not watch The Housewives over the weekend say, so what's going on with Andy Cohen? Is he going to get canceled? And I was like, honestly, I think that the press is making a thing of this because the press just is enjoying it. Like Page Six, Vanity Fair, they're making a thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think really any viewers care at all. And I think we all see this as like three or four bitter, fired housewives who are angry at Andy Cohen because he's probably like a dick and they want to like get retribution. And this is also Bethany Frankel has an overall motive. So we see this for what it is. But do we think if this goes in front of jurors, is there actually some danger because people who don't watch The Housewives would hear this and be like, this is shocking and terrible?
I mean, it all depends on the judge and like what the issues of fact are, because I mean, the judge decides the issues of law, the jury decides the issues of fact. So for it to get that far and have, you know, survive summary judgment and whatever else, the issues would be very narrowed as to what would actually be in front of the jury. And just like we've talked about with Bethany's divorce and with other, you know, litigations where they want to use the, you know, scenes from the show, that's like a huge, you'd have to watch all of it to see it all in context and to see it. I just don't see that getting in necessarily. Like, I just don't.
Well, I just now have every incentive to settle. So I don't think it'll get that far, really.
She claims in the suit that production did not allow her to leave to attend a 12-step meeting. That would be a problem of truth. That's a comment in the comments. A comment in the comments. And there is also one that I liked that said, Leah gave my friend a cameo. Leah sent my friend a cameo for her birthday and encourages her to get fucked up. It's so funny. And someone else made the point.
Send it to the FBI.
Exactly. Someone made the point. Well, at least Leah was nice to Ebony. Well, I'd like to point out, no, she wasn't. She was nice to her on the show. But the second all that stuff went down, when Ebony called human resources and all that stuff down and they canceled the reunion, all of the housewives, including Leah, allegedly iced Ebony back out and refused to speak with her at the premiere party or something. Like, it was bad news.
Yeah. So
Leah was very nice for her on TV, nice to her on TV when it mattered. And obviously this is all allegedly. I'm not a housewife, but I am friends with one, and her name is Sasol Medea, and she tells me. So speaking of people who refuse to take responsibility for any goddamn thing they do in this world, let's talk about Rachel's lawsuit against Tom and Ariana. Could you explain to us what's going on with that one?
Seth, yeah, you want to start? Sure. And we have an episode about that one coming out this week. We recorded for like 2.5 hours because there was just so much to go over. Yes. Yeah, it was a long one. But this lawsuit concerns the video that broke Scandoval, apparently, where, I mean, Rachel says it in her complaint. She had a conversation with Tom Sandoval and didn't know that he recorded it, and she was masturbating in the video. And Ariana, according to this complaint, sent the video to her via text message, and that's the way Rachel learned that it was, one, recorded, and that shit was going to hit the fan because the affair was now public. So she's suing Ariana for the revenge porn piece of it because of the distribution. She claims that Ariana sent it to herself and then sent it to Rachel. So that's the alleged revenge porn. And then
do you think she has a case there? Where is it considered revenge porn if you just send it to yourself? Wouldn't it be, do revenge porn laws specify like how many people you send it to, or the intent behind sending it? Or is it just the fact that you
just
sent it, period?
Changed the law in California because the term distribution was, you had to like actually, you couldn't just, it didn't count if you just displayed it, because apparently there was some guy in some county in California that had naked pictures of his ex-girlfriend, and he blew them up and put them on his truck and then was driving his truck around, and she couldn't get him in trouble with the revenge porn law because that didn't count as distribution. So they've changed that now. So now, like, part of also what what Rachel alleges in the lawsuit is that upon information and belief, Rachel showed producers and other people, not Rachel, Ariana showed producers, producers and other people the video. But she says she believes that to be true. She doesn't know.
So it's both. Sure. It's both sending it to yourself, both sending it to Rachel, and then also showing it to other people all counts. And it's not, there's not an intent requirement. It's because it's just the nature of what the video shows. That's really all you need.
And she and Rachel has high-powered attorneys, right? She has Mark Garagos, right? Who is, I guess, he's like a celebrity lawyer, and it's like a whole team. Is this
Gloria Allred around? I mean, surely Gloria's there somewhere, right? This sounds like a how is Gloria not involved in every single one of these cases?
Yeah. I mean, is this how is this something like this look for Ariana? Is this like also going to be ultimately a settlement, or is it what does the trajectory of something like this look like usually?
I mean, I don't know. Ceci and I had talked a lot about this on the episode we recorded that's coming out, but I feel like the stuff against Tom is pretty strong. I think if I were Ariana, I might want to take this, if I didn't settle it, all the way to a jury, because I think there might be some jury nullification there. I think anyone sitting there would understand you're not, you know, and also she said she deleted it immediately, and Ariana didn't know that it was taken without allegedly Rachel's consent. So that's, you know, I do think that there's, when you look at the picture of a whole with the way Ariana handled it, it's one, you're in the heat of the moment, you just found this out, and then sending it to yourself and then sending it to Rachel and saying you're dead to me is different than posting it on the internet or doing something else.
Right. It, it's, you know? I think that anybody, you know, like there's haters no matter what, and especially it's a Bravo thing, so we're all going to fight for our side or whatever's whatever. But I'm reading comments here like, Ariana deserves what she gets. What did she do? Like, that's still what I don't understand. So I'm with you on that. If she distributed it and she sent it to all the friends or something like that, then yes, for sure, she should be in trouble. Mm-hmm. But all we've really seen is that even from Rachel's own lawsuit, it sounds like she sent it to her and said, I know what you did, which I don't know. I think
it counts, but it just, I don't think a jury would award Rachel mm-hmm. much damages for that. So like, even if it made it all the way to a jury trial and they found, yep, that was revenge porn, I don't really think she'd have to give that much to Rachel in damages. Tom, however, for recording it, and she has a lot more claims against him for invading her mm-hmm. privacy, and essentially it's under the wiretapping law in California. I think her claims there are much stronger. Something else I just saw in the comments and I wanted to note, it was that Rachel's using the same lawyers as Brandy did for sending the letter, and I believe also Bethany's lawyers. Mm-hmm. And something that we noticed when we were reading through the complaint yesterday was that it reads like a lawsuit against Bravo, but Bravo's not named as a defendant in the complaint at all. It's all about, mm-hmm. again, like, they force alcohol on us, like Bravo profited off of me, but Bravo's not a defendant in this one. So it's just, it's weird how they're keeping up that narrative across the letters, and because Bethany nor Brandy has sued yet, but across the letters and the complaint, it's like the same mm-hmm. story across all of them. But this one has nothing to
do with it. Brandy hasn't sued? What is Brandy's deal? Oh, accuses him of sexual harassment. So she did.
She sent a letter. Yeah.
She sent a letter. Well, what does that do? Is it like with intent to sue? I mean, what do you get from
it? It's just a scary lawyer letter. It's a letter from a lawyer. Deceased. Scary. Deceased. Yeah. Yeah. What nobody's talking deceased. About. Yeah. What nobody's talking about with this lawsuit that Rachel has filed that I thought would be a lot more prevalent after we read it is the fact that Rachel is saying that Tom admitted on camera the day after to filming her without her consent, and that Tom and Rachel is saying allegedly Tom got the rights to that particular scene to have it edited out because he said he would not film, according to Rachel allegedly, anymore if they put in the actual show him recording Rachel without her consent. And that's, if you think about it, it's interesting that in that scene in Vanderpump Rules, there is no talk about what actually happened and Ariana actually finding out. It's just like how they're feeling and how they're dealing with it, and that awkward thing where she's like, I love you, and he's like, thanks, or whatever, you know. So but no one's talking about that.
Someone in the comments keeps saying, but the video was stolen, the video was stolen, the video was stolen. Does that matter? Is that just part of just the revenge porn aspect of it? Like, does it matter that, like, that Ariana had no right to send that video to herself?
It could, but that would be Tom's lawsuit to bring, not
Raquel's.
Rachel.
True.
Yeah.
And also, Tom stole it in the first place by taking video he wasn't supposed to. So I guess that chicken was born with that egg. I don't know why I'm saying that. But that whole thing is a little ridiculous. I find it... it's just Raquel, you know, it's Rachel. It's like, okay, she said that Ariana didn't know about this affair, but then she's saying, and she knew about it the whole time. And then she's saying, well, we weren't friends. But then she's saying, well, as a friend, as a good friend. So it's very difficult to really know what she's doing. And she is kind of such a mindless robot that's always being pushed around by somebody, which I think makes her kind of someone that you feel for in a way. It makes her a sympathetic person. I mean, no matter what happened on that show, I think everybody at this point can have a little sympathy for this girl because she just seems so misguided and being pushed around constantly by people. But it's also very hard to take her seriously because she's just doing whatever the latest alpha in her life is telling her to do. She seems to be doing, and it's sad. I hope eventually. You know, people don't understand that people like this, the Leahs of the world, the Rachels of the world, the Brandys of the world, they will always turn on you too. So these people who are accusing of everyone of victimizing them, what's to stop Rachel from turning around and saying, Bethany totally abused me. She totally brainwashed me and had me doing all of this stuff. Nah, nah, nah. Just putting it out there for when it happens and I can say I was psychic on Instagram Live.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just hit this. I don't remember what I was going to say. Probably something about Ariana and Tom and revenge porn. It was probably something really insightful and great and wonderful.
That's a great observation. Okay, so,
yeah, I mean.
This is why we don't go to court, either one of us. I'm like well, here's what I think. The end.
It's clear that Bethany is behind all these lawsuits. She got enough traction from her Reality Reckoning thing that she's going to go with it. I mean, she got a special, she got like a Nightline special. Anything she does, she gets a headline for it. She milks it. I mean, for every little ounce she can get from it. And I think that she sees that this is the next evolution of it. And I don't even think she wants to take down Bravo. I think she just wants to keep herself relevant through these lawsuits. And I think that she sees that there's a crack and that she can do this. And that there are enough people who are not in our world of Bravo who hear these stories and are horrified and think that this is just like the Wild West. And it is the Wild West in some ways, but it's almost the moral outrage that Bethany suddenly has after 20 years of being in reality TV, when she is the one who pioneered the phrase, you can't be smart and stupid at the same time, is shocking.
Yeah.
I mean, have these people that are freaking out never worked in the service industry? I was a bartender for 10 years.
Thank you.
Come on, guys.
And I wonder if part of it is that, you know, because I obviously, you know, I did too and forever until like fairly recently. And so I think I'm just used to people's abuse. And also I think I'm just used to a world where you don't get to complain about shit like this.
Yeah.
Like you have to kind of.
I know.
Take responsibility. If you got drunk, it's because you got drunk. It's not because someone made you get drunk. That's where I fall off. It's like, these are the same people who are trying to convince us, like, this is all girl power. And why shouldn't I be able to, like, go after someone I really like? And why are the girls allowed to slut shame me and this and that? But then you act like a sex tape is the worst thing in the world that never even got out there. Or, like, why are you allowed to, like, slap people, Brandy, or be wasted all the time and accuse somebody of sexual assault? Lightly, as she did Denise Richards on her season. But now all of a sudden it's sexual assault and she's so hurt because Andy made a joke about banging her and Kate Chastain over a call. It's like these people, it's just so hypocritical. Like you can't have it both ways. You know, you can't tell us one minute you're so self-sufficient and powerful and the next minute you're the victim of literally every single thing happening around you. You know,
I mean,
I don't know. What's the end goal here? What do you think they're getting?
I mean, I think we talked about this in the episode that we have coming out, but I really think if Rachel had kept the legal claims just specifically to, you know, the Tom and the revenge porn, that would be a lot different. I think she had to include Ariana because of the, you know, supposed distribution or whatever, but like all of her emotional claims are going to be very difficult for her to make, and like her alleged damages, because they have to stem directly from the fact that the video was taken and distributed and all of that. But she talks about in the lawsuit for several pages all of this other stuff that she's upset about, that other people did, other things that happened, you know, the whole breakup. She talks about James Kennedy and all of this stuff. That's just making it more difficult for her to prove that her actual damages come from these specific actions regarding the video. So, I mean, it does seem like it's more of a PR thing as opposed to I mean, what do you think, Ceci?
No, yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about the Leah thing, and like, even in like corporate America, it's sometimes difficult to leave your job to go to, I mean, hopefully not your grandma's funeral, but there's been events that I've had to miss. You know, you sometimes have to miss it because of work.
Yeah, we're not entitled to be able to take off time whenever we want, right? Like, it's like, you know, you hope you can, but realistically, like, if you have to be on the job, I mean, I think for a funeral, at, you know, an employer will allow that. But wasn't there also talk, if I remember correctly, and I apologize I didn't do this research, but I seem to remember vaguely that she's brought this up before, like, I wanted to leave, but I couldn't.
And yeah, she did.
Like, no, we were...
Leave.
We're like, leave. You can leave if you want. And I think what's hard for me is that, like, you guys just brought this up. Like, the new Roni, half the cast doesn't drink. And we're seeing this storyline on so many Bravo shows of people saying they no longer drink or they're sober, curious. We're hearing all these phrases all over the place. And does that what we see on Bravo, could that impact this lawsuit? You know, when she's saying, you know, oh my God, they're forcing me to drink. And yet you have multiple storylines happening on multiple shows all at once of people saying that they are not drinking and they're sober. Can stuff that happens on the show like that on a different show undermine Leah's lawsuit?
I mean, in public opinion, for sure. I do think, I mean, I don't know how all of it works, but there's different production companies, obviously, like, right? So the production company for Atlanta is different than the production, isn't it, than for Roni?
Right.
Truly so, original. But like Candy, for example, she never drinks and she never has. And she says no. And no one's, and for like what, 15 years, Candy hasn't drank?
Right.
You know?
Well, and then you've got on Real Housewives of New York, Dorinda was fired for put on pause.
How dare you, I spill on pause.
She was put on pause for being such a miserable drunk, you know? So
yeah.
I don't know how that would fly. But anyway, super interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens. So before we let you guys go, what are your predictions on the Leah, the Brandy, and the Rachel of it all? Give us three predictions.
Caroline's had some teeth to it. I mean, that was basically a BuzzFeed article of all of Brandy's worst moments. And when they strung them all together like that, I mean, Ceci and I were like, this doesn't look great. I have a feeling Brandy won't be asked back to any shows.
She killed herself after sending that letter. Are you kidding me?
I think she sent the letter because she knew. Like, she was going to be asked to do anything.
They've had Brandy back over and over after so many things like this. I mean, she was just doing it on the last show, like forcing her kisses on everybody. And they think it's like so amusing until they get a lawsuit. I can't with them. I mean, on one end, I'm like, how dare you come for Bravo? And on the other, I'm like, oh God, how has Bravo not been sued literally 30 times in the past year?
Well, because basically it seems like Bravo's not going to be airing this girl's trip. I have to assume they're not going to, which is a huge loss of money for them. They're never going to, I don't think they'll, like, you can say what you want about Andy. You can like get in a fit, whatever. They'll have you back. But if you cause Bravo to lose that money when they're already cheap as it is, that's a no-no.
And Brandy keeps saying, you know, she's like, oh my God, I'm going through so much emotionally because of what this did to me. And now nobody can see the truth on the show. And I just want them to release the show and they won't release the show. And now I'm on the verge of, you know, like, she's got all these issues and she's the biggest victim in the world because she's really innocent. And if they just release the show, then we'd all see how innocent she is. But then she made sure they wouldn't release the show by doing this, which seems obvious that she's purposely getting them to not release the show because she knows her ass is wrong, you know? So I don't know. Brandy's a fucking nut. So you think that out of all of these, Caroline's has the most teeth and has a chance to go somewhere?
I agree with that. I also think Rachel's claims against Tom have the most teeth as well. Also, for those who like want a summary of what happens on the Morocco trip, Caroline graciously provided a timeline of what they did every day in her complaint. So
yeah, if we read it on our episode,
it was a good season.
Yeah, yeah, there was a lot of snake handling. Okay. Not a pun.
Peeling a strawberry with a potato peeler. I cracked up at that. Whenever we did that, was the first time that we did an episode where I hadn't read the complaint. And so I was like reacting to it as I was reading it. And I had to stop a couple times, even though there's a lot of stuff in it was really awful. Because in the beginning, when she's describing the stuff Brandy's doing, I'm like, I had to read it like three times. Like, she's peeling a strawberry with a potato peeler and then yelling at the chef saying, fuck you, bitch. This is what I want to do.
Like, yeah.
Like, how did this make it into the complaint? Why is this in the legal complaint?
I mean, they thought it did. Now we actually know because we'll never see it. But I think that one will make it all the way through. I think Rachel's, I mean, again, they always have the opportunity to settle. So this is just me thinking what the strongest claims are. But, you know, Tom could try and settle with Rachel as well. The Leah one, I mean, maybe she has some teeth there for her ADA claims, but I don't know.
I mean, they were in Morocco. I would think like she could have, they probably told her, oh, you can do a remote session, but we don't, I mean, who knows like how she tried to get to the AA meeting or whatever, you know, and we just don't know all the facts.
Didn't we see Sonia go to an AA meeting with Luann, or she had a fit because they made her go to an AA meeting on.
Yeah, I think it was with Luann. Yeah.
I mean, come on with that.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, well, super interesting to talk to you guys. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Great to see you both.
Thank you for having us.
This is the point in the show where we normally take calls from listeners, viewers or whatever, but I don't know that are we allowed to fit five people on Instagram Live, Ben? How many people would fit on?
I don't know. I feel like, it feels like four is low. We could always try. I mean, like,
well, let's try, but let me say bye. Let's all say bye to the YouTube and the audio listeners. Everybody, thanks so much for being here. We're here bi-weekly, Mondays, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you to Angie and Ceci from the Bravo Docket. Go check out their podcast. Follow them on Insta. Watch The Housewife and the Hustlers, part 1 and 2, on Hulu. Thanks, you guys, for being here. You're the best.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Yay.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trott.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Kotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.